If you feel like you have to be a rocket scientist just to understand this healthcare change stuff, I feel your pain. Blue Cross Blue Shield is huge in Michigan. 2 out of 3 Michiganders have Blue Cross. And that means that we all have skin in this game, especially people like Gloria.
My name is Gloria Kovnat. I'm 69, and I'm a breast cancer survivor.
And your husband?
My husband is Louis Kovnat. We call him Sonny. He is 77, and he is a prostate cancer survivor, open heart surgery survivor, and stroke survivor.
Despite all of this, Gloria is your textbook glass half full kind of person. She is from Philly. She's got red hair, red nails. She cooks all healthy for her and Sonny. They take a lot of walks around the neighborhood where their condo is, keeps them slim. And they love their health insurance. I mean, love, 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 love their health insurance. And if you don't feel that way about your health insurance, maybe it's because you don't have something called Medigap. Medigap is a plan that Blue Cross offers on top of Medicare. I'm not taking you into the weeds on this one, I promise. You know what Medicare is. It's the thing that a lot of seniors have, a lot of disabled people have. And here is why Gloria loves Medigap. It pays for everything. Okay, not literally everything, but pretty much all of your out-of-pocket expenses that you're going to rack up if you're a senior, your specialist, your home health care, your emergency care, the ambulance that takes you to the emergency room, nursing, hospital visits. Medigap covers every single penny, which in Gloria's case would be a lot.
If you have cancer, you're going to see a lot of specialists. So this is going to be very costly for people.
Here's how costly. Without Medigap, Gloria and Sonny could each be paying up to $7,000 a year. That's just for the out-of-pocket stuff that Medicare doesn't cover.
Did it sound almost too good to be true?
Yeah, it was fabulous. It did.
And it turns out it is too good to be true. Or at least it's too good to last. You saw this coming, but Blue Cross loses a ton of money on Medigap every single year. Something like $88 million they lose just paying for Medigap. So the legislature is proposing a change that would essentially, within 4 to 9 years, let Blue Cross say, nah, we're not going to do Medigap anymore. We're just not going to offer it. But that could leave people like Gloria paying the big costs.
There are a lot of people who can't afford that. Half of the seniors in Michigan are living at 200% of poverty or less.
Mary Ablin is a senior advocate. She runs the state's area agencies on aging. But there is another way to look at this, right? I mean, it's healthcare. This is a complicated issue. And right now, Medigap covers only 200,000 people in Michigan. But it's costing Blue Cross so much money, they say they have to pass that cost off to other customers.
And most of that customer impact is felt with the smallest businesses in Michigan, who are also trying to continue to afford health insurance and provide jobs for people.
Andy Hetzel is a spokesman for Blue Cross. He says, yes, it is great that Medigap covers specialists and ambulances and all those out-of-pocket costs for seniors. But he says even if Medigap goes away, seniors still have lots of really good options. They could get another Medicare plan. It might not cover all the exact same out-of-pocket bills, but it'll definitely come with lower premiums.
Those plans have twice as many seniors in Michigan enrolled in them than Medigap has, which is evidence that the marketplace is providing better coverage.
For Gloria, though, the breast cancer survivor, she says losing Medigap wouldn't bankrupt her and Sonny. They wouldn't go under if they lost this, but it would hurt, especially trying to get affordable health care right now, given all their pre-existing conditions. She says Sonny has actually talked about just throwing in the towel on the whole health insurance mess completely.
That he won't pay. He'd rather go without it than not go. I mean, that's his philosophy, because that wouldn't be fair, because he's paid in all his life.
Yeah.
And now when he needs it, it's not there for him.
These big changes to Blue Cross are moving through the legislature right now. They're expected to be finalized before Christmas. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.